By the way, where are we, Elif, in our virtual kettle total? What are we looking at?
$21,798, John.
$21,798. Wow. Hawk, I hate to say this, but you may be right. We may hit our goal.
Every year you're like amazed that the WGN listeners are givers.
I'm not amazed that they're givers. I'm amazed at the amount they give. We're right. Asking a lot.
Well, it's a very, very difficult, challenging time out there this year, more so than any other year. And we need those that can afford to give more than they've ever given.
The Salvation Army, Steve Bertrand pointed this out yesterday during Chicago's afternoon news. He said, you know, and he noticed what I noticed, and that is that the Salvation Army's message this year is, if you can give, give, and if you need, take. That there's no shame in being the one in six families in Chicago who say they do not have enough food each day and each night. One in six families say they have insufficient food every day. We know it's always been difficult for some families, and now we know that some people are in line for the first time in their lives.
And for only $35, it enables the Salvation Army to provide two huge bags of groceries for a family of four or five or six, whatever, which can feed them for a week or maybe 2 weeks. So for $35, John, it helps our listeners. Just donating $35 or an increment to $35, whatever they could afford, one $35 donation feeds a family.
So the number to call today, and it's just today, is 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. If you can make the donation, call that number right now. One of the Army officers is standing by. Bob Coyne coordinates this for us at WGN Radio, along with Sarah and Marlene and a lot of people. But Bob's the point person all year long. And Bob's the guy that said, okay, if you make a donation of $100, what do you get?
You get a WGN t-shirt, a retro logo light blue t-shirt.
I have designed by Steve Bertrand's daughter, by the way. And it's blue. It's got the white kind of globey thing on there with WGN. It's a little distressed looking, but it's brand new and I just love it. That's the best shirt I think we've had.
It's a retro look.
It's totally that. Goes perfect under your holiday sweater or flannel. What else you got?
If you make a donation of $200 to $249, you get a WGN umbrella, a pop-up umbrella.
Watch the video online at WGNradio.com. This thing will knock over a tree. It snaps with some vigor, and then you hit the button back, and somehow, whew, it recoils. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We got some stuff coming down right now, and this would be the perfect umbrella for that. So what else you got?
If you make a donation from $250 to $299, you get a WGN soft-shelled igloo cooler.
What else you got?
From $300 to $349, you get a lovely 10-ounce Yeti brand WGN logoed round tumbler.
We've never offered these before. Then what's next?
From $350 to $399, you get a WGN men's or women's fleece in your size.
Men or women. Do you get a color choice on that?
They're black.
They're black, yeah.
They're dark blue.
It's kind of a real dark blue. Is that blue or black? What is it?
Black.
Black, yeah. Brown. Very nice. Got the Globe brand on there, WGN Radio 720. Very nice. Okay, what else can we get?
From $400 to $1,999, you get a lovely Yeti-branded WGN logo 20-ounce tumbler.
Which I would, do what you want. I like the polar fleece myself, but people tell me that Yeti tumbler is the bomb.
Right.
So hooray for that. And then lastly,
for a $2,000 or more donation, we will provide you with a Yeti WGN logoed Flip 8 cooler.
Yeah, these Yeti coolers are the last cooler you will ever need.
Gorgeous.
A lot of stuff in there. They're temperature controlled and just very durable, very handsome. So if you want one of those, make a donation. Be as generous as you can. And thank you, Bob, for coordinating all of that.
Right. If I can just say that from midnight last night to midnight tonight, if you make a donation, the Salvation Army will, you know, provide us with a list of everybody's name, email, and phone, and we will then contact you if you need to get the correct size, T-shirt, and fleece. And if not, we'll fulfill those prizes post-Radiothon here in the next week or two.
That's Bob Coyne from WGN Radio Sales. He does a lot of business with a lot of good people in town and has organized this for us. Nicely done, Bobby. Thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
What are you looking at, Hochberg? What's the matter?
I'm doing Facebook and posting to let all of my Facebook and Twitter followers. I don't understand how it works, John. I'm turning 54 on Christmas, but everybody says it's good for me. So I'm going through my list to let everybody tune in to donate.
Producer Aleph, where are we on our virtual kettle, please?
$22,000 and 344. I'm really messing this up today.
Well, we can hardly hear you, my dear.
How about now?
Try it again.
$22,344, John.
Can barely hear you, but $22,000? Fair enough. Okay. Nicely done. 312-981-7200 is the phone number to call. And if, you know, you've been the recipient of, or if you've donated to the Army in the past and you've got a story to tell, we'd love to hear it. But the big number today is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. That's the number to call to make your donation. Our goal is $75,000. You need to walk out because Jill Brand needs to walk in and take the seat that you are in, sir.
Got it.
This is not my idea. I don't want to dwell on it. I think it's a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Joe Brand, of course, does sports and news for us, and he has the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. He just walked into the studio, and he's wearing a green, red, and yellow Rugrats sweater. Is that what it is?
Yes, Rugrats, and how dare you call it the ugliest sweater you've
actually
ever seen.
It is the ugliest sweater I've ever seen. So congratulations for that. Joe has not really cut his hair since March. And while he used to have that kind of corporate, buttoned-up, hire-me look, now he's got this, I don't give a damn.
So I call it the Serpico look.
I think he looks very sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's
so is sexy the new hireable then? At least can I go with that?
I asked him, I'm like, hey, have you ever, I'm like, you look like Serpico. And he's like, who's that?
It's a really good looking dude.
I'm hearing a lot of comparisons. Somebody said Kenny Loggins the other day.
Okay.
I was okay with that.
And the Redwood Forest. Okay, I can see that.
I'm still going with the rehabbing George Harrison right now is what I'm going with.
That's a good look.
Okay. Well, you do have the facial hair, too. You haven't been shaving a lot. So there's Joe, and he's been rocking this look. And Hochberg said, okay, if we get to $50,000...
gets a haircut.
Joe has to get a haircut.
Right.
Back to the hire me haircut. Keanu Reeves has also been mentioned.
I'll go with Keanu Reeves.
Those are all appropriate. But if we get to $75,001, if we hit our goal, we save Joe's hair for Christmas.
Okay. And then if we get to 80, I dye my hair Salvation Army red.
You were not invited to a meeting the other day.
And I wasn't allowed on the call.
And the meeting was, how do we shut Hochberg down? How do we keep him from
taking
this train off the tracks?
Well, listen, for 80 grand, I will dye my hair. It's a good cause. You'll get a haircut if you want a haircut. Lauren, my hairstylist, because as you can see, I got my hair cut for this special occasion.
You know what? It looks splendid today.
It's not a bad cut. It's a hire me haircut is what he has.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Yeah.
It's close.
You never
cropped.
Know when I'm going to need a job. So Salon Donato in Arlington Heights. Okay, so you will get the haircut. I'll get my hair dyed red. If you want a haircut, it's up to you. She said she'd be more than willing to do it. But when we hit 80 grand, John doesn't think it's at all possible. I will dye my hair. Well, we'll have to get the color code from the Salvation Army to match it up.
Oh, yeah, red.
Yeah, red.
it's hard to come by these days.
No, there's different color reds.
I will do. I'm in for you dyeing that red.
80 grand.
Salvation Army red, 80 grand, I'm in.
Okay, done.
The main thing is let's save poor little Joe's hair here.
Yes.
So that's 75.
I'm not Tiny Tim here, but thank you.
You look great, Joe. You look great. Sarah posted a picture of...
You pulled me out right when she was taking my headshots. We got the frontal view. Now we got to do the sides.
We'll do some photographs of Joe, and it'll be at the WGN Radio website and Facebook page. And I'm WGN King John on Facebook, so you can go there and you'll see what Joe looks like today. This would be the before and maybe the after. Producer Aleph, I'm going to ask you in a minute here, and I don't know how we're going to be able to hear you. You may have to take your mask off. But I've got you as loud as you can go. Where are we on our Salvation Army virtual kettle, please?
We are at $22,701, John.
$22,701. You can make your donation by going to WGNradio.com, and there's the kettle with Producer Aleph and me, and just click right there. Or call that number, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. And all kidding aside, remember that one in six families are food challenged in the Chicago area. You don't need me to remind you what the unemployment rate is. The need has always been there. And then this pandemic has put people in line for food and services that have never been there before. So this is the one time of the year that the Army asks for your donations, Christmas time, and it's the one day of the year that we carve out 2 hours. That's all. We'll do this until 12 noon and ask you to make as generous a donation as you can. And as Bob Coyne said from our sales staff, if you can be so generous as to make a $100 or more donation, then you get to pick out some swell prizes for you, your family, and friends. Stuff we've never had before.
Can we pump up the t-shirt a little bit more? Elif and I were just talking. It's the most comfortable t-shirt, I think, in my drawer now. And it's also got the splendid old school logo. I love the simplicity that all the branding is doing these days, where everything is just simpler and easier. The old school look, it's fantastic.
Looks great.
It's all there. Okay, let's pause. We'll come back. WGN Radio News is next. Remember that number to call to make a donation, 844-361-8400. It's 10 minutes after 10 o'clock, so good morning to you. This is John Williams, and as we said just before the news, the Salvation Army works all year long to do the most good, to provide services to people in Chicagoland. And at Christmas time, they ask for your donation to provide those services. And one day a year, just really 2 hours of the year, we ask you to put your money in our virtual kettle. So it's at WGNradio.com. And between now and noon, can we get that thing filled up to the tune of $75,000 plus one? In this hour, in this half hour, if you make a donation, Team Hochberg will match that donation up to
$5,000.
If you call right now, here's the number, 844-361-8400. It gets matched. Your $10 donation is a $20 donation, and so on and so forth. If you give more than $100, you qualify for terrific WGN prizes. A video of those posted at our website. But right now, let's just focus on this. David Hochberg will match your donation up to $5,000 between now and 10:30.
Correct.
Between now and 10:30. $5,000 you're in for if we can get $5,000.
I'm in for $5,000. The first $5,000 that our listeners donate.
Producer Elif, where are we right now so we can keep some math on this thing here? Where are we, Producer Elif?
We have $30,450 raised.
$30,400. So we want to get to $35,000, and then you'll add $5,000 to that.
Which means $40,400, and we're $9,600 away from Joe getting a haircut.
By the way, this is the thing. Joe Brand from WGN Radio Sports. You hear him do news for us, too. The multi-talented Joe, who sadly chose that sweater today, is in our studio. And, Joe, if we get to $50,000, you have to get a haircut.
I'm just pleasantly surprised. It's gone up $8,000 in the last 20 minutes, I think, right?
Yes.
You see, I said 75, you get the whole thing shaved off, but I was overruled.
You were vetoed.
I was overruled.
So I got some people up at the higher looking out for me. Well, I appreciate that, whoever you are.
I'm thinking about you, Joe. If we get to 50,000, you have to get your hair shaved. You get down to a burr cut. If we get to 75,000 plus one, your hair gets saved. Let's save Joe's hair for Christmas.
And at $80,000, I get my hair dyed Salvation Army red.
Javier Montenegro is in the studio. He is one of the officers for the Salvation Army, a captain. He is the divisional secretary for programming. I know you guys use the phrase doing the most good. How about let's save Joe's hair for Christmas? What do you think of that one, Javier?
That sounds great. I think the money that will be raised there will not only provide that, but also food for many people who need it.
Let's talk seriously for just a minute about where the money goes. If we get $75,000, what do you all do with that money?
That money that we're raising now really helps to support people during the holiday season. Many, many hungry people now facing the COVID crisis and struggling these days. And it's really our neighbors, people that maybe have never struggled before, and they're struggling now.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that. Many stories of people coming in for the very first time, and it's hard. It's not an easy thing to come for the very first time asking for help.
The number to call is 844-361-8400. To make that donation that David Hochberg is going to match, you can make the donation online at WGNradio.com. Click on the kettle there. Or call, and you have officers, colleagues of yours that are answering the phones, right?
We do. They're at our headquarters, ready to take your call.
The number is 844-361-8400. Call 844-361-8400. And with your 844-361-8400, and with your donation, David Hochberg is matching it up to $5,000.
I think it's important for our listeners to understand the reach of where this money is going to be invested and put into play and put on the ground and start working. You go as north as the Wisconsin line, out to Rockford, all the way out to DeKalb, bring it back down through the entire south side of Chicago, and into northwest Indiana, which entails what? Munster?
Yeah, Hammond, Gary, East Chicago.
East Chicago. So we're talking an area, John, of about 8 million people within the major metropolitan area that whole circle comprises.
How many people do you service in a year?
Yeah, so last year we served over 1 million people. And again, we've been in the Chicagoland area for over 135 years, and we're committed to being here to supporting our neighbors in need.
I don't know if I'm encouraged or saddened by that. 1 million families, 1 million people, mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of families have come to you for service.
That's right. Many, many people that are struggling to find a place to stay, for food.
I think, you got to take a look at the positive, that it's good and bad. It's horrible that our friends and neighbors and our brothers and sisters need the help, but it's also great that those that are in a position to give, like I'm in a position to give and Team Hochberg's in a position to give, that we do give. And this is a time that we give even more because not only do we have the regular challenges, we have the COVID challenges, which is putting an exponential factor on this.
I'm going to ask you to talk about that in just a minute. And by the way, somebody texted in and they said, hey, could we get a picture of Joe Brand in the ugly sweater on your Facebook page, please? We will shortly. If you follow us on Instagram, Joe,
Hold on. For $1,000, we'll do that.
How's it? as long as we stop calling it ugly. I mean, this is significant. This is monumental.
For $5,000, we'll stop calling it ugly.
So how can people see a picture of Joe Brand sweater right now?
So right now you can follow along with us on Instagram story, and we are doing a live Instagram story during the radiothon. So Joe has a whole complete montage. Front face, side face, back hair.
A little later on, will you post it on Facebook as well?
Yes, I will post it on Facebook. And if Joe has to cut his hair, or if Joe doesn't have to get his hair, we will post a full photo gallery on WGNradio.com of Joe, his current locks or his cut locks. Yeah. And if he doesn't have to cut his hair and Mr. Hochberg here has to
go red,
that will be included in
Salvation
the photo gallery.
Salvation Army red, I might
I'll
add.
Put one thing. When we hit 85, I'll put a white stripe down the center. So I'll have red on the side, white stripe for $85,000. Because I'm a giver, Joe.
I'm seeing red right now.
Once again, this is why you were not invited to the planning
meeting. That's part of the meeting.
844-361-8400, online, WGNradio.com. 844-361-8400. 1020, this is WGN. We're doing this until 12 noon. I want you to be part of this opportunity, let's call it, to make a difference in the world. The Salvation Army only asks, really, for your donations at Christmas time. And here at WGN Radio, we take 2 hours of my show each year around this time to sort of double down in any way we can. So we've set up a phone number, 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. Can we get to $75,000 plus one by 12 noon? 844-361-8400. Producer Elif, where are we in our virtual kettle?
We have $38,248.
We are at 38K. Remember, David Hochberg is matching donations up to $5,000 in this half hour.
You could feel that number one clipper going right through that all that bush of yours, can't you?
I'm more of a 1.5 on the side. I'm trying to remember what it sounds like again.
Joe Brand is in the studio. Hochberg's been harassing him on the Saturday show, and they've turned it into a sort of dare. If we get to $50,000, we'll shave Joe's hair down to the nub. If we get to $75,000, we save Joe's hair for Christmas. By the way, I'm kind of curious what it's like when you are calling in. Producer Elif, why don't you pop Stephen up? This is Stephen Carr joining us on WGN Radio. Stephen is the Divisional Director of Philanthropy for the Salvation Army. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having us.
Where are you?
Holy cow, we're at the Christmas headquarters here in Chicago. The phones have been ringing off the hook here this morning. Lots of wonderful people from the community making donations to the Salvation Army. We can't be more thankful.
And is it a range? Are you getting $5 and $50? What kind of donations come in when they call?
Yeah, so I've been kind of walking up and down the hall here and getting the thumbs up. We've been getting a lot of $100 donations, a couple $100 donations. I did hear of a story that I'm trying to find out about of a family of five who ended up giving a $50 gift this morning. Their kids heard the show this morning while Dad was listening to the radio and said, "Hey, I got a gift to the Salvation Army." So they cracked open their piggy banks and they all chipped in $10 each and made a $50 donation. Really, really heartwarming.
I love the sound of all of that. Okay, so if we call 844-361-8400, that's where you are, right, Stephen?
That is where I am, yes.
Okay, 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. We'll check in a little bit, Stephen. Thank you for the time, and we'll talk more about what you do in a little while, but I'm glad you're there, and we'll be visiting, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, John.
His colleague is in our studio as well. This is Javier Montenegro, a captain with the Salvation Army, the Divisional Secretary for Programming there. I suppose we did this last year. We had a lot of fun. We raised, miraculously, 75,000. What was it? 75,000.
I think it was like 73 to 75, yeah.
I'll bet the need is greater this year. Can you just talk a little bit more about what COVID-19 has meant to what the Salvation Army does?
Last few months, we've definitely seen, in some places, up to a 5-fold increase in requests for assistance, which is tremendous. We know we've seen the need high, and through this Christmas season, part of my job is to hear from the boots on the ground, from the local Salvation Army officers that are working. They've told us they're struggling to get toys for people. They have so much need, they're struggling to fill all that need.
Well, you know, you hear people say, pay the rent or buy the groceries. I got to buy the groceries. I suppose gifts for the kids at Christmas is subordinate to that still.
It is. But at the same time, we want to help people feel some hope and some joy during this very dreary and difficult time. So I think that's what we try to do. There's physical needs we try to meet, but also provide some of this joy that people are longing for.
Everybody at the Army is chipper. I've never met a dour Salvation Army officer. They're always positive. They are always looking at the fact that one in six people are food challenged, and they're saying, and we can provide. You guys even drive around in a van or a bus, right, and provide meals to people?
We do. And especially during the COVID crisis, we had to adjust the way we did things because we couldn't do things the same way. So there was meals that had to be delivered. There was outdoor delivery that was done for food because we just couldn't have people all in our buildings. But we had to adjust in order to meet this tremendous increase that we've seen.
I just want to put a focus on, with the COVID challenge that we're facing right now, our listeners are not outside. The kettles that used to be stationed outside of stores, or maybe they still are not being filled up as rapidly as they once were. Last year at this time, I think you told us that you created food boxes, which is a box that feeds a family of four. It was around 10 to 12, and this year you're preparing a third more. You're at 15,000 boxes.
Right.
And I just want our listeners to empathize. If you're in a very fortunate situation where you are not struggling with food and you're able to go online to wherever you buy your gifts, there are one in five families out there that don't have that capability. And their kids, you got to feed your family, right? You got to shelter your family. And this is the first time since 2015, according to the data that you've given us, that you've seen an increase in homelessness. And I think a lot of it has to do with the COVID challenges that we have, with the job losses that we have. So if you could afford to, now is the time that our brothers and sisters within this listening area need our help.
And the number to call is 844-361-8400 or online at WGNradio.com. Hit the kettle button, 844-361-8400.
Yeah, these are our neighbors. And right now, there might be people who for the very first time are saying, I need help.
Sure.
And we have our neighbors, and I've lived in Chicago almost my whole life, and we've seen the generosity year over year. You described what you raised last year, which was great. The need is just even higher this year, but I know Chicagoans will step up, and they have.
And the pain that our listeners have that didn't need it any other time in the past, that need it now. Okay, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Okay, it's not your fault that if you worked at a restaurant that got shut down or were supplying the restaurant and driving the truck to deliver the food. It's not your fault that that went out of business. You need help, and we're here to, you know, to provide the financial resources to help our, again, you know, these are our neighbors. These are our brothers and sisters. If you live in Chicago, you're a brother of mine, and you're a sister of mine. I don't care if you live in Joliet, you still live in Chicago. If you live in Gary, Indiana, you still say you live in Chicago, and we have to help out our brothers and sisters.
Here's the number, 844-361-8400. Elif, where are we? What's our number now? 844-361-8400 is the number to call. Where are we, producer Elif?
43,605.
We get to 50,000. Joe Brand gets a... How close is the haircut?
Yeah, it's a half.
See, it's been a while. I've been training for this day since March. I used to go a 1.5 on the sides, blend it up to a 2, a little bit off the bangs.
No,
so.
I think you're going to go a half, blend it up to 3/4.
Let's do this. We'll pause, head into the WGN Radio Newsroom. Can you keep making those calls, making those donations? 844-361-8400 or click on the red kettle at WGNRadio.com. We're shooting for 75K. Can we do it? This is WGN Radio. Hi, I'm John Williams, and we're in our studio, 18 stories above downtown Chicago, looking at snow-capped sidewalks. It's the kind of day that you would normally be walking around and maybe shopping and dropping coins and bills and the Salvation Army kettles. They don't have as many kettles this year. Folks aren't out as much this year. This year, we are really trying to make a dent in the, I guess, what's the opposite of a dent? We're trying to put money in the campaign, in the Salvation Army annual campaign coffers. So here's what we're doing. Go to WGNRadio.com, click on our kettle, and you can make a donation, or call 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. Producer Elif, our goal is $75,000 plus one. Where are we now?
$49,710, Joe.
Wow.
It's coming off, Joe. Mm-hmm.
And if we get to 50,000, I forget now, what happens if we get to 50,000?
Buzz cut, kind of like a Marine Army recruit.
For Joe Brand.
I feel like we're moving the goalposts
a
lot.
We are high and tight.
I'm pretty sure 50,000 was just a regular
Doesn't
haircut
matter.
By your wonderful stylist, Lauren.
Some of you have texted in to say a few things. I asked Sarah from Team in our marketing department to follow some of that. What are you looking at?
Well, hang on. There we go.
Oh, 630 says, picture of Joe Brand in the ugly sweater on Facebook, please. That will come. Right now you can check it out on our Twitter.
Again, not ugly.
And Instagram story. I don't think it's ugly either.
I do.
Thank you.
And like I said before and after photos will follow on WGNRadio.com. 847 says, God bless Joe Brand. Love him in his talents and humor.
I do too.
630 says, great gifts offered for Salvation Army donations. Give me the Yetis.
Yeah, no kidding.
I didn't know my grandma could text. that other one, that's fantastic.
But it's on Twitter now. We are WGN Radio on Twitter.
Correct.
You can see Joe's hair and that sweater, which you may need to adjust the brightness on your phone if you because you don't want to break the glass.
If the outer beacon over at O'Hare ever goes out,
image comes
they're safe. Just plug Joe.
Raising money for the Salvation Army.
And sorry, we all can't wear our bland brown quarter zips every day, John. It's about sticking out. This is for charity, you know.
The game is on. So the number is 844.
That was good.
I didn't know he had game.
I didn't tonight. That was a good shot.
844-361-8400. Tolerating all of this is Captain Javier Montenegro. He is the Divisional Secretary for Programming. So you sort of have your hand in all the pots. You're coordinating all kinds of different activities for the Army then, Ryan?
That's right. We're hearing from the local officers, and part of my job is to hear what's happening, what they need, and be able to provide the support that they're looking for right now. So, you know, we recently heard that we're struggling to find toys, and that's what I've been trying to do, get the word out that we also need toys to provide for the many people that are asking for help this Christmas season.
You all pay utility bills, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do help with utility and rent as well.
So, literally, I mean, we've been hearing about forbearance, people that might get evicted, people that just maybe are living there, but now if I pay the rent, I'm not going to have enough money for food. They would, come to the Salvation Army and say, hey, can you help me with that?
That's absolutely right. And whenever anybody asks for help, there's no questions like how they got into that situation. It's just, I need help. And that's why we're there for our neighbors. So if someone asks for assistance and it's utility or rent, we're there for them. That's what we do.
You served a million people last year in Chicago.
That's right, in Chicago, from Northwest Indiana to Rockford.
Yeah, your region. And that was for 2019?
That's 2019, correct.
So 2020, it's probably going to be more than that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we've already seen it in some places, double, up to five times more increase in requests for assistance. So, yeah, it's the need is high, and our neighbors need help right now.
Well, so that's the serious side of this. And if we can entice people to make a donation by being serious or being fun, that's what we're doing between now and noon. Last year, the virtual kettle had a goal for us of $35,000. We set that again this year. And then David Harkberg came in, and before that, Lou Manfredini came in and used their energy and said, no, we can do better. And we hit about $75,000. Yeah. So this year, $75,000 plus one. And then, because this is what David Harkberg does, he said, hey, I know, let's entice people by saying if we cut Joe Brand's hair,
right,
if we get to $50,000. Producer Elif, where are we in our virtual kettle total, please?
$52,245.
So now we're segueing into 75 where we get to save their hair. Okay.
I'd like to live with what's just happened for a minute. So Joe has really long hair, and if we don't get to $75,000, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
What will happen then is Joe has to get a haircut that would make a marine blush. Is
yes.
that the idea?
I say zero on the sides and about a quarter on top. Lauren Zydek just called me from Salon Donato out in Arlington Heights, where I get my hair cut, perfectly cut as of yesterday. She's ready to go. She's got the clippers all oiled up. She's doing her stretching exercises. She's ready to go. She's got an extra broom there to pick up all,
broom.
All
There's
the
a lot
hair.
Of hair on that
A lot
head.
Of hair. Yep. yep.
I haven't gotten a buzz cut since fourth grade.
You're
I think.
A newlywed too. What is your?
She's not a fan. She's not a fan. She's a fan of the charity thing.
Yeah,
but honestly, yesterday she goes, so is this the last day I can run my fingers through your hair?
Pretty much.
Yeah, maybe.
Pretty much.
Sarah, if I give $100 to the Salvation Army by calling 844-361-8400, I get the t-shirt, right?
Correct.
This is the WGN newly branded t-shirt, our retro look. It's kind of a sky blue, would you say?
Yep, I'd say a sky blue. It's very, very soft. So if you like to sleep in t-shirts, this would be great for that, or cuddle up since it's winter, get cozy with that t-shirt.
So let's do this. Harkberg made a match donation for the first half hour. Elif, why don't you put Tracy on now? Tracy Kahn is with Joe Cotton Ford. Hey, Tracy, you're on WGN Radio. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing great. Good to be with you, John.
I hope business has been good for you guys. What a weird year you've had, huh?
It's been a strange year, to be sure. Yes, it's and it seems to be getting weird again.
You're not talking about this show that you're listening to, are you?
No, it hasn't changed.
Nice. Well, let's do this, Joe. I know that Joe Cotton Ford, I just called you Joe because I'm looking at it here. It says Joe Cotton Ford. Tracy Kahn is over there. What's your title over there? Are you the manager or the boss or something?
I am the vice president and general manager.
So you get to do this. You're going to do a $1,000 match for us. Is that correct?
I'm going to do a $1,000 match for you today.
Okay, so starting right now, Producer Elif, where are we then? If you make a donation up to $1,000, Joe Cotton Ford will match every dollar that comes in up to $1,000. What are we looking at, Producer Elif?
$57,308.
Wow. Well, this will get us probably close to $60,000 then.
Yeah.
Thanks to the good folks from Joe Cotton Ford. What's the number one selling vehicle right now? What are folks buying? I'm going to guess midsize SUVs.
Well, and for the year, yes, you're exactly right. But right now is probably the end of Section 179 of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So basically what that means is businesses can write off 100% of their
purchases. Yeah.
So right now it's trucks and vans that are selling right now.
Really? No kidding.
Spending money at the end of the year, yeah.
Wait, if I come by Joe Cotton Ford, what should I get? What do you like?
Oh, I would think you'd look good in a Raptor.
Oh, absolutely, Joe.
Raptor pickup.
Red and black with the blacked out wheels. That's totally you.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely.
You.
I do want a pickup truck.
I'll pick him up.
We might as well black out tint the windows also.
Nope. I want him to see my smiling face as I drive up and down the road. All right, Joe.
Yeah, but if Joe's riding with you, you'll be able to see his high and tight.
See, I'll gain you some street cred, too, probably. That's what they call it, right?
Joe Cotton Ford, where are you located, sir?
We are at Garriott North Avenue in Carroll Stream, or you can find us at Joe Cotton Ford.
Tracy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for that $1,000 match donation. Right now, call 844-361-8400, and Joe Cotton Ford will double your donation.
And he helped my buddy Mark buy a truck, so thanks for doing that, Tracy. You're awesome.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Tracy, stay well. Thanks for being part of our family here, and thanks for the donation.
Great. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks. So that was a shout-out to you there, Joe. Good luck to you. What that was all about.
By the way, I've gotten three compliments on Twitter about my sweater. Just so you know, you're starting to lean towards the minority now. Well,
that's
opinion.
Pretty good, because three is a big number for Twitter. If you can get three on Twitter, that's really something to be proud of. I'd brag
about
that.
It's been up there for like 5 minutes. 'Tis the season, boy.
Here's the number to call, 844-361-8400. We are in the $50,000 zone now, where Joe Brand has to get that Marine cut. If we get to $75,000, he doesn't have to get the cut. So now we're in official Save Joe's Hair mode.
Yes.
Please, people, it's for charity now.
And if we get to $80,000...
I get my hair dyed Salvation Army red, and at 85, I'll even throw in a white stripe down the middle.
Javier, what color is your hair? That's kind of a nice, very handsome dark we're looking at.
Yeah, I have black hair. I've never dyed my hair. I put as little product as I can in it.
Well, here, 90 Gs, we're going to shave his head, this is not, and we're going to dye
this
his
is why you weren't involved in the meeting.
This is why you were not invited to the meeting.
All right.
So whatever it takes, right? Let's get to as much as we can in this 2 hours.
As much as we can. You know, this year we've seen, because of the decrease in foot traffic and people not going out to the stores as much, we're 20% down overall from our overall goal in our kettles. So we really need support.
Yeah. Well, the virtual kettles, when they first came out, I wasn't a fan of, because I'm one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the sound.
Yeah.
I like what it reminds me of.
Michigan Avenue is a ghost town.
I love the volunteers that are doing it. I'm so happy to see the people that are ringing the bell in front of the Jewel. Fewer this year. I don't know. And the kettle, I understand donations are down. So I miss this. But if we've got to do it online, let's do it online. Lord knows it's easy.
My buddy Bill, who's closing on a home on Friday with his daughter, just said, hey, got myself a 20-ounce tumbler. Thanks again for all your help. So thanks, Bill, and thanks for everybody else out there.
Decode that, Sarah. What does a 20-ounce tumbler mean? If you make a donation for $100, you get the WGN-branded T-shirt. What's the 20-ounce tumbler go for?
The 20-ounce tumbler goes for donations of $400 to $1,999.
Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you, Bill, for that.
Yeah. And those tumblers are awesome. They keep your drinks hot. They keep your drinks cold. When you're commuting or around town, keep that coffee nice and toasty, or heck, hot chocolate.
You said wine.
No, that's the short one. Don't confuse the tumblers.
I apologize.
Wait a minute. I can't put wine in the tall one, too?
Well, sure.
Because
sure
it seemed to me
sure
like that would be an option.
Comes with a straw. That's the way you drink your wine,
Quarantino vino, right?
There's a Salvation Army officer sitting right here.
I would appreciate it
if you guys would clean it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're raising money for him. He's fine.
I said to my son the other day, he said, well, what do they get? I said, T-shirts, the zip-ups, the stuff like that. I said, and then the Yeti stuff. And he goes, Yeti? Like, just... Ding. I'm not that familiar with that brand. I didn't know that was a premium that would excite people, but I guess that's the real deal, huh?
Oh, that's the big one now. Yeah, because not only does it keep your drink cold and or hot, it keeps your hand whatever temperature it already is.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. So it's not like a coffee mug where, you know, you have to be careful with the handle and maybe two-handed. The Yeti stays room temperature on the exterior at all times.
Here's the number to call, 844-361-8400. Elif, do we need to take a break here and then come back? 844, she said, yeah. So make that phone call. And remember, our friends at Joe Cotton Ford said, in this half hour, if we get $1,000, they'll match your donation. 844-361-8400. If you don't do this, you can go online to WGNradio.com. Look for the kettle and make your donation there. Our goal is $75,000. Let's see how we're doing. All right, Elif, I'd like to keep us updated. Where are we on our virtual kettle, please? What's our number?
Just a second. I'm pulling it up. I had to refresh. $60,833.
60,000.
People are speaking.
What are they saying?
They're speaking with their wallets.
They are. They're saying that we care about our brothers and sisters. We know that this is a crazy time. We know the Salvation Army does the most good. And, you know, we're not in the van handing out soup. Yeah. We're not the ones that are providing coffee to firefighters. We're not the one paying the utility bills. Thank goodness there is somebody that will do that. All we have to do is write a check or make a donation. Javier Montenegro is in our studio, Divisional Secretary of Programming, Captain in the Salvation Army. Do more people now click to make donations? How do people give to the Salvation Army?
Yeah, so they do a mixture of a couple of things. So they do get, we're still getting money in our kettle, so that's still happening, but also virtually and online, it's really easy. And even when they're passing by a kettle, you can have a tap to pay option, so it's really quick and easy to make a donation.
About that. I forgot about that. Tap to pay. How does that work? It's not right. On all the kettles, is it?
It should be on most of the kettle on the kettle signs itself, and there's a little NFC tag there.
Yes.
You can just put your phone up to it, and it just pops up a website. You can make a donation of any amount that you want, and it's just a quick and easy way, and it's a very safe way. You know, we're trying to keep our bell ringer safe too during this time, where you know they all have to wear masks and stay social distancing, but. The tap to pay is just really quick, simple, fast, and you're supporting your neighbors.
You know, the Army bell was being rung by the Jewel when I was going in and out on Addison the other day, and I saw the kettle, and the lady was standing maybe 15 feet away from it, and I see the bell, I see this, so I come up, and she goes, no,
yeah.
The kettle's over there, but she was distancing herself. Because if she was standing next to there, I guess that would be a bad plan all day long, just trading oxygen with people. So she was over there, very thankful, very, you know, it was a windy day. She was ringing the bell, and then we dropped the coin or the paper in the kettle over there. But less of that this year. So WGNradio.com, click on the kettle, or call 844-361-8400. Sarah Tiemann is in our studio, too. And Sarah, if people make a donation of $100 or more, they qualify for WGN swag, T-shirts, zip-up, stuff like that. I just wanted to mention this. If you do, we're going to get you the right size and what exactly you want by contacting you. You'll actually get a call or an email from us.
That's correct. Myself or Marlene will give you a call and thank you and follow up with you to make sure we get you the right thing.
Stephen Carr is Javier's colleague at the Salvation Army. Stephen Carr is actually at headquarters, as I understand it. He's the director of philanthropy at the Salvation Army. Elif, you'll hit the button, right? Stephen, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning this morning. How's it going out there?
Good morning again, John. It's going great. The phones are just ringing off the hook. And we've received some really amazing gifts. One of your listeners from Florida just made a $2,000 gift.
Wow.
For listening to you online. And even better, a young lady, age of 87, out in Addison, Illinois, gave $15. And she mentioned that she doesn't have a whole lot left after Social Security and everything else, but she knows that there's a lot of people hurting out there. And she wanted to be able to give. And those are the heartwarming stories that we really appreciate.
Well, I think it's fun to be part of something. It's meaningful to be part of something. If you give $5, you are part of this push.
Sure.
You are part of the giving. I don't know, somebody sent me a $20 bill the other day. And they, maybe they are not computer savvy, they're not going to go to a kettle, Joe. But they said, John, would you put this in a kettle for me? $20. Yeah, nice.
Every dollar helps.
And Sandwich's First Lady of Letters, Sandwich, Illinois, Joanne Johnson, librarian there for years and a lifelong friend of mine, a lady who helped my career get started, sent me $100.
Wow, that's great.
And she says, John, would you just get this into the... She said, she wrote me a check made out to me. And so I cashed the check, and then I made the deposit, and then I threw some of my own in. And Stephen, that's kind of what people are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, in a time where everybody is hurting from top to bottom, and there's a lot of folks in our community that need help, it is really special to see how many community members, not only here in the Chicagoland area, but in suburbs and all the way out as far as Rockford and as north as Wisconsin, they understand it. They understand that people are in need and that their money goes to a good cause. And it's not money that's being parked to be used at a later date. It's money that goes right back into the community immediately.
Yeah.
And as you've been hearing from Captain Montenegro, we're doing some really great work.
Well, Captain, that's been my understanding in the past, that the money's budgeted. Like, it's if you don't hit what your goal is for the Army for a year, then you don't plant, then people don't get food or utility bills don't get paid. It's not like it's going into the bank and we're going to use it some other day.
No, that's right. I think obviously decreasing services is the last resort. That's not what we want to do. So we'd have to look at our budget. If we don't meet our goal, we'd have to look at our budget. And decreasing services is the last thing, because that's really our number one priority. But we don't want to get to that point.
That cannot be an option this year. That cannot be an option this year. So we're raising money for the Salvation Army. It's our annual holiday hoo-ha. Hey, Aleph, I'm going to ask you before we go to break where we are. Just for fun, we thought, well, if we can get to 50,000, wouldn't that be great on the show today? And then Joe Brand would have to cut his hair, and you would be very excited about that. And then I felt bad about that and said, well, let's give Joe a chance to save his hair for Christmas. So,
well, you're a giver, John. I would say just keep it off, but you're like, let's save it. And I'm like, okay.
I said it was Joe. It was my idea to save Joe's hair for Christmas.
Yeah. You know, and I'm a giver too. So if we do reach 75,000, I'll give you my Christmas sweater, John. I know how much you want it.
I got a tweet here from Christine. I am Team Joe's wife. How much to save Joe's hair? Yeah.
75,000.
Producer Aleph, where are we on our goal?
63,000.
63,000.
We're getting there.
Slowing down there.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that. Stephen, maybe we'll just cut it off now. What do you say? Let's just, and by that I mean, let's end the fundraiser right now. It was a good try. We got to 62,000.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers at that.
Yeah, right. No, let's keep pushing on. We've got lots of people answering the phones, and it's like Christmas here, waiting to open presents, and the team is just really excited. So let's keep pushing on.
I'll talk to you in the next hour then. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now. 844-361-8400. Your donation of $100 or more gets you into Swagland, and then you qualify for WGN Radio t-shirts and hoodies, not hoodies, the zip-up polar fleece and stuff like that.
And the corporate spokesperson for Yeti called and said, you did such an amazing job promoting their products, Joe, that you have a future with them in marketing if this radio thing doesn't work out.
Okay.
Joe has a future in play-by-play of baseball. He was the minor league voice for which team?
The Kane County Cougars, that unfortunately got some rough news this week. They didn't make that minor league cut with the whole realignment, but there's still some plans for Kane County Cougar baseball in 2021, so still looking forward to that.
Listen to that voice. You're going to hear him doing White Sox or Cubs baseball or, God forbid, Pittsburgh Pirates or something down the road someday.
We'll see. Today's goal is to keep my hair on my head. let's worry about down the line a lot later.
The goal today is to help the Salvation Army do the most good. Okay, we're going to get you into the WGN Radio Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. So right now, just call 844-361-8400. We have more matches to come. Your donations will be doubled in the next hour. 844-361-8400 to go to WGNradio.com and click on the kettle. Donations over $100 are awarded with great WGN Radio prizes that we've never given away before. And remember, if we get to $80,000, then this goofball has to dye his hair Salvation Army kettle red.
85, you get a white stripe down the middle.
How about a white S on top, like Javier's patch over there?
I'll shave that into my chest.
Gosh, where did the time go? So let's pause now and go into the WGN Radio newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. That's coming up next. Every year, well, last 3 or 4 years, we've been on my show dedicating a little time, 2 hours really, to the Salvation Army. We talk about them a lot, but for 2 hours we say, how much money can you and I raise for the people that are doing the most good? Feeding the hungry, clothing the people who don't have warm clothes at wintertime, providing housing assistance to people suddenly finding themselves unable to pay a utility bill. More now than ever, the need is there. And I know it's hard for a lot of people to give. The Army's message this year has been, if you can give, give, and if you need, then take. That's a novel approach, but it's so true to 2020. So let's wrap up this year with something really good that you and I did by giving to the Salvation Army. We're going to do this until 12 noon. Our goal is $75,000. The phone number is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, or click on the red kettle at WGNradio.com to have some fun with this idea. I'm John Williams. My colleague David Hochberg is in the studio, as is our own Joe Brand. Those guys were kibitzing on Saturday, and they said if we can get to $50,000, Joe has to shave his hair all the way down to a marine cut. We're past $50,000. As a fail-safe for you, I said if we get to $75,000, then Joe doesn't have to cut his hair. Let's save Joe's hair for Christmas.
I'm just very proud of my Chicago brothers and sisters today. I mean, well, of course for me, but no, mainly for the people who actually need this. It's just so cool. We've been here for how long? A little bit over an hour. And
Wait a minute. It's
just skyrocketed.
Producer Elif, where are we? Where are we on our goal?
I think Joe's going to be keeping that long hair because we're at $73,673.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. Keep going, though. Don't stop.
Wait. We are actually now at $74,363.
Nice job. All right, so I think I'm going to look good in a red top with a white stripe.
I don't think we should stop there. I mean, it's been so much fun to torture Joe for the first hour.
And now we get to the main event.
So if you're going to turn yourself into a cue ball, a red cue ball,
yeah,
you're going to paint it Salvation Army red.
Salvation Army
Diet
red.
Diet Salvation Army.
I'm keeping red. My hair, by the way.
That's fine. There's not a lot of it.
Not all of us can be that brave.
Oh, okay, right.
And then maybe a racer stripe down the middle.
Yeah. I'm thinking so. Yeah.
It's kind of like the old New York Jets helmet that you know that had the white stripe down the center of it.
Could we get the Team Hochberg phone number around the back of it?
He's already thought of that.
Oh yeah. And neon flashing lights. Yeah. I'll work on that. Actually, that's probably a damn good idea.
What's the number for that?
Well, I mean, we got Mr. Hochberg 80? Right here.
It's 80 to go red. And it's 85 with the white stripes.
I thought you were asking the phone number.
Here is the phone number, 844-361-8400. Captain Javier Montenegro's in the studio, the Divisional Secretary for Programming at the Salvation Army. Your wife is also an Army officer, is that correct?
When you're a Salvation Army officer and you're married, both husband and wife do it. So I've had the pleasure for many years of working with my wife. And right now she works in the youth department overseeing the youth work that we do throughout our region here.
What would that be? Like, what would some program be that she does with the kids?
Well, one of the things that we do is music programming, which is really unique. The Salvation Army traditionally has been known for brass bands, but we do guitar and piano and voice lessons in a number of places. I remember we just had one kid who was working with us who, for the very first time, learned an instrument. And his mom told us the story of how he went to school and picked it up there and won an award for playing an instrument.
So cool.
Well, when you go to the Ray and Joan Kroc Center, the Kroc Center on the far south side, they've got tennis and track and a beautiful swimming pool and basketball courts with a track that goes around the top. But they also have rooms for music lessons and music recording. And I'm a big proponent of telling kids that want some activity, it's not enough to give them a basketball. Let's do something more holistic. Let's tap into talents or interests that kids have that aren't bouncing a ball. Hey, listen, basketball is my game. I love it. But if we can teach them art or music or poetry, and you guys really do have comprehensive programs for kids.
That's right. I think in our programming, we do try to have a holistic perspective because we know, music is a way to develop socialization and intellectually.
If you're in a band, you're on a team.
Yeah.
If you're in a band, you're on a team. You have that feeling. What instrument do you play?
I play the trombone, actually.
The
funny thing is I grew up playing the flute. And when I started being more involved in the Salvation Army, because we're known for the brass bands, they stuck a trombone in my hand. I said, okay, I got it. I can do this.
Flute, schmoot. We need a trombone. So then what does your wife do?
My wife, she sings more, but she's not as musical as me. I don't think she would call herself a musician, but she definitely has a passion for it. She's more of a programmer, so she can get a team together to put a music program together, but not necessarily perform herself.
When the Salvation Army, I don't know that you guys can do this anymore, would go to the jail at Cook County and do Christmas programming for the men incarcerated there. I'll bet you haven't been able to do that this
No,
year.
We haven't. And I've done that. And it's a really neat thing to be able to give a little Christmas spirit in a very difficult, challenging place.
And the sounds of a brass band resonating off of those concrete walls and the men standing in silence and in reverence, appreciating the Christmas spirit that you all bring is one of my favorite memories of being involved with the Salvation Army. I would read the Christmas story, and I'm telling you, then we would hand out a little candy and maybe a little pocket Bible or some Bible passages, and the men were so appreciative and so thankful that somebody remembered them, that somebody cared for them while they were there.
Yeah, I think people feel forgotten in those places, and doing that helps them not to feel forgotten, that they're seen and valued.
I think people are feeling forgotten throughout Chicagoland. This organization, David, served a million people last year. Who knows how many people they're going to touch this year?
Well, just so far on this show, the close to 75,000 that we've raised, I'm sure we're going to hit the 75,000, that's going to feed 2,142 families within the service area of the Salvation Army.
You did the math on that.
I did the math. Yeah, I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah.
It's 2,142 families at 75,000, which gets a box of food that feeds a family of four or five for at least 2 weeks, and it enables them to have a holiday dinner, whatever holiday you're going to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering what's the holiday dinner? We all said we need to take a break. Let's pick it up here, David, and Javier, and yep. Joe, and Sarah, and the gang at WGN Radio. The number that you can call to provide those meals is 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400. You're sending in some nice texts, and Sarah's going to read some of them, too. This is WGN. Sarah, what are you looking at? Folks have been texting in and saying various things. What kind of text messages are we getting?
Well, we were all just laughing about 219, who texted in a picture of his hair, which is kind of mohawked, about six spikes and white and red striped. And he said, get after it, Hochberg. So, David, I think that could be a super good look for you.
I think we should consider that for next year for Joe Brand.
Oh, how kind of you to once again just
offer me up like that.
The
honeymoon was short, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You got over the hump, and now we're torturing you for next year.
815 says, John, my income has not been changed this year. Happy to send Salvation Army $400.
Thank you. Nice. Wow.
Looking
awesome.
Forward to seeing David's red hair. Also, we'll use my Yeti, WGN Yeti tumbler with pride. 630, John, maybe the John Williams Show could offer up a 30-minute Christmas Zoom call for the individual that breaks the $70,000 mark. I don't know.
Where are we, Producer Elif, in our goal to hit $75,000 plus one?
78,850.
$78,000.
Good news for Joe's wife.
Just already looking at the red, maybe a little white stripe on the top. It'll be perfect.
He hasn't been that relaxed in about 6 weeks when
Your
I came up with this idea.
Your body language just changed. You just went, oh.
The tables have just turned.
That's awesome.
Any other text you want to feature, Sarah?
815. I'll tell you what, John, it's not Friday, but I've got to tell you the bright side of my life is listening to you and what David and the rest of your show do for the Salvation Army, doing an amazing job. And they listen to you every day and just want to say thank you and keep up the great work.
Speaking of doing for the Salvation Army, Joe Hogel, friend of ours, is on a phone line. Hey, Joe, how are you?
John, I'm great, and I so appreciate what you guys are doing.
Joe is the CEO of MegaPros. They did some great work in my house this fall, and they'll do great work for you, and now they're giving back. So can we do another match and juice that number up so that David has to paint his hair red?
Sure, and that's what I'm interested in. If you look at Joe Brand and you cut all of his hair off, Joe Brand is still good-looking, right?
There's that.
So you can
that
cut all of
really
his hair off.
See us Joes stick together. Thanks, Joe.
Right.
There's no help in Hochberg.
Now, if you
there?
Look at David Hochberg and you picture his hair bright red, that is a picture you can't get out of your mind, right? So that is really what we're shooting for. You have to get over this 80 grand. And I'll tell you what, David has to wear that hair for a week.
I was thinking about that. He can't just go in and out. Like, he's got to own it for a while, don't you think?
It's my idea. I'll own it. Joe, at 85, I get a white stripe, so tell Judy to kick in the extra $5,000, and we're there.
No. What I'm going to ask is all the sponsors of the Home Sweet Home Show pitch in here and get you looking really good, and you have to wear it all the way through that.
Here is what we're going to do. $1,000 match from Joe Hogel and the folks at MegaPros right now. So it's 11:24. Producer Elif, what's our number right now? We'll do the math on this. Let's see if we can double your donation. Here's the match. If you make a donation right now to 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, for every dollar we get up to $1,000, MegaPros matches it. Where are we, Elif?
79,665.
We got to get to over 80.
Joe, you're about to get in.
I've never seen Joe this excited. I've known him for about 5 years. I've seen him every Saturday.
I want I want that red hair on David more than I want a Joe Brand shave.
Do not go to Mega Pros to get a new kitchen or bathroom. Give it to the Salvation Army. God is my witness. It'll be money well spent.
Yes. It'll work out, I promise you.
It'll come back to you in the long run. Hey, listen, thank you for your business. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your good humor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your support, Joe.
We'll listen for you on Saturday, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Happy holidays, buddy.
Your friend and ours, Joe Hogle, Mega Pros, one of our sponsors, stepping up with the match. Call right now, 844-361-8400. Captain Javier Montenegro is in the studio, too, Divisional Secretary for Programming for the Salvation Army. You were talking about the music programming and the things that your wife does for the kids. When I think about the Salvation Army, I also just think food. Is food the number one measure of assistance that you all are providing, or is it something that would surprise me?
It's food, it's rental, utility assistance, all of those numbers, and the hundreds and thousands of people we're supporting throughout the year. So it's not just the monetary donation, but as we said before, it's the music program, the development that we're also trying to give families.
I don't have to. What's the matter, Harker?
No. The other important factor that we have to face here is that it's Hanukkah. I think it's the sixth or seventh night, and my kids are getting gifts every night, and we're very fortunate to be in that position to give our kids gifts. Christmas is coming up, and Kwanzaa is coming up, and all the other holidays are coming up, you know, whatever you celebrate. And there's a bunch of gifts underneath, you know, a Christmas tree or whatever you put your gifts under, you know, by the fireplace or whatever. You guys gave out, and I think this is an important number, which blew my mind, $200,000 was allocated to enable families to buy gifts, or you provided gifts to families that could not provide gifts to their kids. Over 58,000 gifts. That is huge. And again, the people that haven't been impacted, our listeners that have been impacted, be very thankful, because I talk with listeners all the time that have been wiped out or on the verge of wiping out or don't know where the next meal's coming from, let alone they can't afford to spend. I'm
a run up on amigo. Hold on. Okay, yeah, that was... Keep going.
Yeah, you know, couldn't afford to spend or invest $15 in a gift for their kids because they don't have it. And if they had it, they'd go buy some, you know, 15 cans of soup at the dollar store in order to feed their family. Can you just address that real quick? Because I think that's super important at this time of year. As a kid, you don't know what's going on.
No, you don't appreciate all of this. Right. You just know it's Christmas time and everybody wants to get a gift.
Yeah, when you're little, I mean, I know I have three kids myself. They pay attention a lot to what's going on. So they might have a hint that their parents are struggling. They might not be able to make ends meet. But just think of all the joy that you can provide people this holiday season. Just some hope, and things are going to get better. We know that eventually they will. But right now, people are struggling. And to be able just to give a little gift, it doesn't sound like a big thing.
It's huge.
But it really is for people.
Sure.
Our goal was $75,000, and you have given more than we asked. And we're not done yet. The number to call is 844-361-8400. So let's surprise ourselves and see what we can get to. Remember, our friends from Mega Pros are matching your donations up to $1,000 until 11:30. It is 11:28. Can you call right now? 844-361-8400. WGN Radio News headlines come your way in just a minute. Joe Brand's in our studio, too. You guys were kibitzing on the Saturday show about how maybe we could find ways to get people to make a donation and do some wacky cut your hair stunt. We didn't even need that, Joe, to get to $75,000.
No. But you know what? I'm so humbled by everything that Javier has been saying today. Like, I feel like I've been donating my what? The ability to cut my hair, that's nothing. Everything this guy and his family has been doing is super impressive. And this whole thing is just so cool and what the holiday season is all about. I'm honored to be a part of it. Somebody else I want to quickly note on the text line, 815, said, "Hi, King John. It's Don Phillips from Gardner.
Hey, Donnie. $100
to save Joe's hair and support the Army. Uncle Bobby is smiling down on us."
There's a guy named Bob Collins who was the voice and heart of this radio station for years. And, yeah, Bob would salute what you are doing today, and he would have had you getting a burr cut for, because the number would have been higher.
Sure.
Collins would have said 100,000 or something like that.
Right.
In fact, can we do an audible and just change
next year
the goalpost right now and say Joe still has to get his hair cut?
I think it's a great idea.
No, I do.
Right when I'm vulnerable and comfortable,
exactly.
You know, you guys coax me into this whole thing and now you change it again.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Ellis said, let's just do a quick update before we do go into the newsroom. All right, Aleph, where are we, please?
$84,593.
$84,593. So we're at the Hochberg colors his hair red, and we're just hundreds away from the racing stripe down the middle. Does your wife know you're on the radio right now?
She knows I'm on the radio. She has no idea about the red hair thing or the white stripe thing. Well, the red hair thing is going, it's going down.
I think you got to let it grow out, too. You can't dye it back. You can't cut it off. You got to let it grow out.
Okay, well, we'll take that under advisement. But, wow, that's unbelievable, John.
We're not done yet. Stay right there. One more match for you to make a donation with. First, let's go into the WGN Radio Newsroom. We're doing this until 12 noon. Thank you for your donations. Keep them coming. Operators literally at the Salvation Army headquarters are taking your calls at 844-361-8400.
I'm Jen DeSavo. It's 32 degrees at 11:30. And right now, that means that we have 30 more minutes to fundraise for the Salvation Army. Our top story, Mitch McConnell saying Congress won't leave Washington until a COVID relief bill is passed. And in WGN traffic, things have been messy all morning on the area roadways. Let's head out to Northwest Indiana, where I-65 southbound at 114, that is completely closed due to a jackknife semi. And it's closed all the way to U.S. 24, 231. Traffic is being forced off. Over in Lombard, a crash 22nd at Myers Road. Downers Grove, Finley at Reagan Memorial Tollway, another crash to contend with. And then the Lakefront Trail is also closed if you use a bicycle to get around. Between Oak and Ohio, that's due to high waves and icy conditions. A state board has rejected a plan to close a Chicago hospital after pleas from the community to keep the doors open. Trinity Health wants to close Mercy Hospital in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood, saying the site is losing money as well as its patients. It has proposed to open an outpatient clinic about 2 miles away, but the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board voted 6-0 to reject the plan. Trinity Health says it will return to the board in 2021. Retail sales in the U.S. continue to fall for the second month straight. The Commerce Department reports sales dropped by more than 1% in November. That's more than expected and likely the result of the surging COVID infections, along with decreasing household incomes. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional leaders will keep working until there's a new coronavirus relief deal. The Kentucky Republican said he and other top leaders made progress on a deal that could receive bipartisan support in both the House and Senate. McConnell said they agree to not leave Washington until a bill becomes a law. WGN Sports, for the first time in more than three decades, the Supreme Court will hear a case involving the NCAA and what it means to be a college athlete. The court will review a decision in an antitrust lawsuit. NBA, the Bulls are at Oklahoma City in college ball. SIU Edwardsville plays Northern Illinois. Duke's at Notre Dame. Ohio State visits Purdue. And Northern Iowa is at Wisconsin. The forecast from the PermaSeal Chicago Weather Center today, cloudy with a chance of light snow, mainly south and lakeside. A dusting of accumulation is possible with a high of 35. Tonight, cloudy with flurries or snow showers and a low of 26. Thursday, mostly cloudy, lakeside snow showers and flurries. They will come to an end, though, a high of 36. Your money on WGN, the Dow down 55 points, NASDAQ up 45 points, the S&P 500 up 4 points. Currently, it's 32 degrees at O'Hare, 31 at Midway, 33 in Waukegan, and 30 on Chicago's lakefront. I'm Jen DeSalvo on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Next, John Williams brings you your midday business news, numbers, and more. The Wintrust Business Lunch, next on 720 WGN.
Incidentally, the Speed Joke replay will come your way tomorrow at this time. And then on Friday, we do the week's best of. Somebody said, are you going to do a best of speed jokes for the year? They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. And that's kind of fun. Folks have been texting in what was their favorite speed joke of the year. We'll talk more about that on our show tomorrow. And on Friday, we do the best of. We're in the WGN Radio Studios, downtown Chicago, at 11:34 until 12 noon. We're doing this little mini fundraiser, but it's not small. Look at what you are doing for the Salvation Army, the organization that does the most good all year long. And for 2 hours each year around Christmas time, we say, hey, how much can we raise? And we are at how much, producer? Let's double check on this. Hey, Producer Olive, where are we on our Salvation Army virtual kettle, please?
Let me see. We are at $89,438.
It's white stripe time.
Our goal was 75 plus 1. 75 plus 1. We are now at almost 90,000. Wow. Could we get to $100,000? David Hochberg, are you going to do one more match?
Yeah, I'm going to do one more match. I want to thank the WGN listeners. It's been a great year for our team. It's been a great year for the show on Saturdays. All the WGN listeners tuned in and supported our show. You know, we get tons of calls and texts. So to give back, we don't have the suite, the Team Hochberg suite at the United Center that we did last year.
We gave away about half a dozen games. No, gave away two games.
Actually, probably three because it was such a huge onslaught of $2,000 donations. Since we're not doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to donate another $5,000, so a total of $10,000 on behalf of Team Hochberg.
All right. Your donation right now gets matched $5,000 to $5,000. If you give $100, it's a $200 donation right now. Team Hochberg will match your donation between now and 12 noon up to $5,000. Boy, that would get us close to $100,000 then, wouldn't it?
Which is what Mr. Negative over here, like, oh, we'll never hit that.
I don't think I'm a negative person.
No.
But
we got to shoot big. Got to shoot big, Johnny. Got to shoot big.
You know how we ask Orion Samuelson every year at the end of the year? We say, Orion, what's the Dow going to be at for next year? Maybe I'll ask him, how much money can we raise next year?
That would be awesome. Come out of retirement and do that for us. That would be great.
Some of you are sending texts, and if you want to, that's 312-981-7200, or call if you have a Salvation Army story to tell. Also in our studio is Captain Javier Montenegro, the Divisional Secretary of Programming for the Salvation Army. So as programming, meaning all of the things the Army does, he coordinates services and teams and people. So you probably have heard all kinds of stories in the field about people who give or receive from the Army, right?
I've especially during this time, I've done bell ringing for many hours on end, playing my trombone on the kettle stand, and it's awesome to hear people donating $1, $5, $10, and they say, you know what, my dad told me to give and never to pass by a kettle because of the time the Salvation Army helped my family during a flood or during some other disaster.
Yeah.
And you just hear that, and people are just so generous. They feel like that's the very least they can do to support us.
So people, while they're standing there ringing the bell, come up, and then they bend the ear of the bell ringer, or you, the Army band, right?
They do, because they just want to share so much, and some people just, they have it in their heart to give, and they want to say, this is why I'm giving, this is why it's so important for me to give at this very moment.
A woman called in, or wrote in, and I read it, now I've lost it, but I think I threw it away because I'd read it, but I'll give you the essence of it. One of our listeners told the story in an email to us. Her dad was sick with a lung infection for 9 months in like 1960 and was one of the first recipients of a new drug to treat that. And it worked. But he was in the hospital and then in the sanatorium for 3 more months. He was in a bed for a year.
Wow.
No income. Nobody to give them stimulus.
Right.
The mom has 4 kids.
Whoa.
And she says, I do not know how my mother was able to pay bills or keep us in that house. That Christmas Eve, there's a knock at the door. There's a Salvation Army officer there with gifts.
Wow.
Her mother is wearing her apron. She puts it up over her face and starts to cry.
Oh, man.
Because she can't believe her good fortune, but she's also just a little ashamed to be in this position. The next morning, the kids come down, and the living room is littered with gifts and presents. And the family describes that Christmas as the big Christmas.
Right.
When they had the least, they got the most. And it wasn't just the toys and the gifts, but it was the knowing that they weren't forgotten, that somebody cared, and they made those donations. And that's what we're not knocking on doors. We're just giving you the money, Javier, to do that very thing.
That's right. And my wife tells a story. Her dad is a Salvation Army officer, now retired for over 40 years. And on Christmas Eve, there was one day they got a call, at the last minute. We had already done our regular toy distribution, and someone said, I don't have any toys. I just need some support. So my wife and her dad went to this person's house with the toys that we had left over and gave it to him. And a little girl opened the door and said, see, I knew Santa Claus was real.
Wow.
Well, that's you. Here's the number to call, 844-361-8400. You can be Santa Claus or the rent. 844-361-8400. And David Hochberg is matching your donation up to $5,000. Maybe if we get over $100,000, Joe Brand sets his sweater on fire or something like that. Because Joe has chosen to wear not only his beautiful long hair, which we have saved for Christmas, but really, it looks like he lost
okay.
the bet.
Sarah and I are both pretty stylish people, and we both love his sweater.
And really?
Just so you know, hair comes and goes. This sweater does not.
It's a rug. It's green, yellow, red, and white, and has Rugrats on it.
This is a show of mine and Elif's time, probably from Nickelodeon. It was a show of Rugrats, literally. Toddlers.
Come on, John. The 90s.
No, I'm happy for you. Listen, if that works for you, I'm happy for you.
You know,
and your
my
family.
Five compliments on Twitter say otherwise.
Hey, by the way, sir, what are we getting on social media, and how can people follow us or see what's going on here?
So Joe is right. We've had some nice comments on Twitter about people in support of Joe's sweater and complimenting his luscious locks.
What was the first thing you said again?
Lovely sweater, I think were the words I read.
I think you started with Joe is right.
Joe is right. People have been complimenting your sweater and your luscious locks. We have a robust Instagram story up at WGN Radio. If you go to our Instagram page, and in the corner, you'll see that rainbow circle lit up, and that's how you know we've got a story. You can follow along with that. Links to see what's going on with the gifts you can receive.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah. So your donations today until midnight come with a thank you gift. So donations starting at $100. You get that cozy kind of retro WGN logo t-shirt. And then it goes up from there. We have tumblers, short tumblers, tall tumblers.
Yeti. Yeah.
Yep. Two different types of coolers. The biggest is the Yeti cooler, and that's for donations of 2,000 or more.
We got don't forget the polar fleeces.
Yep. The polar fleece is in there too. That is for donations of $350 to $399. So this is all on WGNradio.com. You can see all this good stuff with the picture of John and Maureen there.
Yeah, Maureen McDonald on our staff. If you click on the picture of us ringing the bell, that year it was like 1,000 degrees below zero. And I'm glad, Javier, that I don't have to play a trombone in that kind of weather, because you probably have.
I have. And I remember playing in front of the John Hancock Center, and it was just, it's like a wind tunnel down there. It's so cold. And my friend and I, who are out there playing, we both play trombones. We would just do 15-minute shifts. So I would play for 15 minutes and then go inside, because my slide would freeze.
Wow.
And I couldn't, I'd have to warm it up so it'd thaw to be able to play some more.
Think of all of the money we could have raised this year. The weather's been so mild. If we could just get more kettles out, more ringers, if people were going out more. It was a real lost opportunity. And that's why a virtual kettle like the one we're doing, you go to WGNradio.com, click on the kettle, you can make a donation, or you can call, and Hawk is matching the first $5,000 that come in this half hour for the second time he's doing this. Call 844-361-8400. Producer Elif, where are we now, please?
99,893.
We are so cool.
100 and a half away from $100,000?
Nope, never mind. We're at 100,395.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. Joe's hair is back in play.
You know why it's... Hold on a second.
Once we hit 150,000...
Yes,
what happens?
Stephen Carr is on a phone line. Stephen is at the divisional headquarters. He is the divisional director of philanthropy at the Salvation Army. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. So are the phones ringing over there?
They are. It's nonstop. Everyone's arms are getting to work out picking up those headsets. So, yeah, it's an amazing day.
Do I get a busy signal? I mean, I know you've got a big staff there, and so calls roll over. Everybody's picking up the phones if I call, right?
Yeah, we've got over a dozen people answering the phones, and it just rolls through the offices, and we've got a pretty nice setup over here, thanks to our IT department and our pals down there. But yeah, we've been answering them fast and furious.
Any stories or anecdotes or numbers to pass along?
Couple really great stories. So a young lady made a gift this morning about 9:45 when you first came on the air with this. And she made a gift of out of Bartlett, and she called back about 45 minutes ago and made a second gift.
Wow.
Matching her total, almost $700
from
her. between those two gifts. Really, really phenomenal. And then the other one that I think is important, too, is, you know, we were always talking about the people in need in our communities. And I think some of the folks that we always forget about is our first responders. And we do a lot of work with them as well. You know, when there's multiple alarm of fires, we're out there providing hydration and gloves and things like that to our firefighters. Got a great call from a retired firefighter who's been in the business 35 years. He made a $2,500 donation.
Wow.
And I asked him, I said, so why the Salvation Army now? And he says, well, I remember back when I was a rookie 35 years ago, February, snowy, extremely cold. It was actually raining, he said. And it was so cold, and the Salvation Army was out there, and they handed me a pair of gloves. And he says, that meant the world to me. So it's those kinds of stories that put tears in our eyes over here.
Stephen, there was an emergency on one of the tall buildings downtown Chicago a couple months ago, and I was coming down to the city to come to work, and I could see some flashing lights, but I will tell you that the first truck I saw was the Salvation Army truck. There was a whole bunch of emergency vehicles there, firefighters, there was police officers, an area was cordoned off. The first vehicle I saw was the Salvation Army, and the window was open, and there was hot coffee there, and I thought, you guys must be as quick as the cops. I mean, it was amazing, but when you see a lot of the one, you almost always see the other, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have actually a facility out in Elk Grove Village that is our hub for our emergency disaster services. And whenever there is major fires or major disasters here in the area, we deploy immediately. And the officers and staff get out there. And like you said, serving hot coffee, hydration, whatever the season dictates. We're the first ones in and the last ones to leave. It's our community that we live in, and it's the community that we're gonna support as well through the entire time.
It's 11:46. Let's visit with you in about 10 more minutes and see how high this thing can go. Stephen, thank everybody over there for doing the work they do all year long and for helping us out on this little project of ours today. And I'll call you back one more time just a little before noon, okay?
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, John.
Got any more stories or numbers, let us know.
I think when we hit 150,
yeah,
Joe's hair is back into play. I think that's a goal. Listen, we've already eclipsed 75.8. I'm getting red hair with the stripe. Fine. Listen, we have, what, 13 minutes to go?
What was the thing we said, Joe, about the meeting and the fact that...
I know, right?
I'm not allowed
we might need to have another David Hochberg meeting without David Hochberg, I think.
Actually, the call set for Wednesday, and they had it on Monday, which it happens to me a lot. I called him
before the big meeting, and then Sarah goes, wait, why isn't Hochberg on this call? And I go, I told him not to come.
There's a reason.
I called him and said, do not come on the call, because we're going to do what's called planning and organization. And we're going to have a way to do this, and you are not invited.
Not my strengths.
Well, you get stuff done for people, but you get stuff done your way. We wanted to do it a different way. And the way we were going to do it was not have a $150,000 haircut
goal
for Joe Brand.
Right.
I will say, when the idea first approached, it was $100,000 to save my hair.
Right.
So we've gotten there regardless.
Right, true.
We have. Okay, Elif said take one last break, and then we'll come back and see where we are. Remember, Dave's matching donations up to $5,000 in this half hour. The number is 844-361-8400. We stop at noon, and it's coming up on 11:48. Can you make a donation? 844-361-8400. Sarah, correct me on this. So we're off the air at noon, and we'll do news and then the Wintrust business lunch. But the premiums that we are offering to people for their donations are available all the way until midnight tonight.
Correct. Yes. So technically you have till midnight, which would be December 17th, to make your donation. And donations starting with $100 qualify for a thank you gift.
That's the idea. Okay, stay right there. It's 11:48. You're listening to WGN. It's icy and snowy in Chicagoland today. I don't want you slipping and falling and finding yourself in the ER. Let's not put any more stress on the healthcare system than they already have. Address that knee pain right now. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Cue the music. Here's the phone number. It's 844-361-8400. Hey, producer Elif, 844-361-8400. 844-361-8400. That's the number to call. Elif, two things, music, and what are we on our virtual kettle? What number are we at right now?
We are at $108,390.
Getting close, Joe. 150, Joe.
Sarah, any other text messages from our listeners to share? 312-981-7200 to say hello.
Yes, 708, making a donation in honor of my dad, a Chicago firefighter that always appreciated the Salvation Army showing up at every big fire with hot coffee. You can't imagine how much he appreciated that. So we are a family of supporters forever. Merry Christmas.
We're doing it for seven more minutes.
And 815, everybody, my story is that my many years ago when my husband finally made it to AA, a fellow 12-stepper just could not stay sober, and the wonderful Salvation Army gave him a job in the receiving department of their thrift shop. He told me that was keeping him alive.
The Army does a lot of drug and alcohol rehabilitation services, don't they?
Yeah, we do. We know people are struggling in any number of ways, and we help, no questions asked. So if someone needs assistance, whether it's drug and alcohol abuse that they need support for or other kinds of assistance, we're there for them.
My assistant is trying to call in to 844-361-8400 give the make the $10,000 Team Hochberg donation. All the lines are busy. So there's another way. Why don't you share that with our listeners on how to do that?
All you got to do is go to WGNradio.com, click on the red kettle that you'll see producer Elif and I standing next to, and you can make the donation online. Just put your credit card information there. All of it goes into our virtual kettle, your calls or your donations online. That's WGNradio.com. Right-hand side, you'll see Elif and the kettle, or call 844-361-8400.
So that's 108, Joe, without my 10 Gs. So that's 118. So if you do some quick math, I'm going red with white stripe at 85. 150, your head's back into play.
I just think it's fair. I came here to offer up my hair for the money, and the people have spoken. Yes, I'm on
board. All
right, 150.
No, don't do that. Why are we torturing Joe for Christmas?
No, we're raising money for the Salvation Army.
The man is sitting right here. Javier, what do you think?
No, I think anything we can do to support people.
I've rubbed off on him.
Just for the fun of it, by the way, we said if we get to $50,000, this is the old radio prank, I'll shave my hair. So Joe donated his hair. But then I said, let's save Joe's hair for Christmas if we can get to $75,000. That was ambitious. So now Joe's hair doesn't have to get cut. Then Hochberg said if we can get up to $85,000, he'll take his short burr cut, dye it Salvation Army red, and put a racing stripe down the middle and keep it that way for a week. I don't know if his wife is still listening to our radio station, but that's what's coming home. And we are now over $100,000 thanks to you calling 844-361-8400 until midnight tonight if you make a donation. Thank you. If till midnight tonight you make a donation, you qualify for WGN thank you gifts, our T-shirts and polar fleeces and umbrellas and coolers and things like that. You can make that donation until midnight tonight to qualify for those items. By the way, if you're getting the T-shirt or the polar fleece, we'll contact you back and make sure we get the right size, color, shape, and all of that. You can call that number until 4 o'clock this afternoon. So tomorrow we'll report our final number. So Stephen Carr is on line 7. And Stephen, from the Salvation Army headquarters in Chicago, he's the Divisional Director of Philanthropy at the Salvation Army. You'll answer the phones all day for us, Stephen?
We'll answer the phones all day. The last 15 minutes here has just been an explosion in calls since you've been kind of doing your countdown clock here. So it's an amazing push.
Four minutes, and a $5,000 match from Team Hochberg. For the $5,000 that come in, Hochberg donates another $5,000. Wow. And any last thoughts from you, Stephen, before I let you go?
You know, I promised I would tell Barbara, or I'd put Barbara's name on the air. She's a longtime listener. She made a $74 donation in honor of her 74th birthday.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
All kinds of different reasons to give, all kinds of amounts, aren't there?
Right, absolutely. But no, today was wonderful. I can't thank you and your partners and most importantly the listeners for all the support today. They really are doing the most good and doing the most good in this community.
Stay well. Thank you for your time, Stephen. We'll maybe talk one more time tomorrow just to see where this thing lands, okay?
That would be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Stephen Carr, headquarters of the Salvation Army, and Javier Montenegro, the divisional secretary for programming. Got the title right. Thanks for coming into our studio today. It's been a pleasure to meet you, to hear about your wife, to hear about your family, and the good work you all do.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the work you guys did today. We know many people are going to be filled, their stomachs are filled, they're going to have joy this Christmas. And even though, you know, people are calling, they're going to get this great swag, but there's nothing like knowing that you're there for your neighbors. There's nothing like bringing joy to other people, and I think that's going to be a great thing. So we really thank you very much for the support.
Yeah, people aren't calling for the silliness, and the swag is nice, but I just want somebody to give me a chance to participate. All I got to do is pick up the phone and make a call. I got to just go online, and now I'm part of the services. I'm part of the meals. I'm part of the gifts. The number is 844-361-8400. Sarah, last thought from you?
You know, just thank everybody for, you know, coming through and giving of yourself and your time and your resources for those who don't have that. And it's really important, especially at Christmas. I think that speaks to the true meaning of what this season is.
It's been a crazy year, Joe. What's your last thought here?
Honestly, you know, I think we all are attached to the holiday season because of the time we spend with our friends and family, the gifts we receive, and just the overall joy. But you got to remember that there are people that experience the exact opposite of that around this time of year.
It can be hard.
So by all of this that everyone is doing today, I think it helps reverse that and gives everyone that warm feeling that we all might take for granted for most years.
And would your sweater like to say anything?
Or just that it's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to occupy your eyes today.
Your heart's in a good place, Joe. We enjoy listening to you, and we appreciate your putting up with David Hochberg on Saturday mornings doing sports and being a willing contributor.
I appreciate being here.
He does a nice job. I mean, he was just sitting there in the sports room there, you know, minding his own business, and I looked, and I'm like, you know, Joe, I got a great idea. He's like, what's that? I'm like, we're going to raise money for the Salvation Army. He's like, okay, I'm in. Boom.
Yeah, but he didn't know about...
Not at all. I completely T-boned him, but it's fine. It worked out good.
He's kind of like the older brother I never wanted.
You know? 60 seconds left. Producer Elif will announce the final number tomorrow because they'll take calls until 4 this afternoon at 844-361-8400. We'll go into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in a moment for news and then the Wintrust Business Lunch. But what did the business of this get us today, Dalif?
We are at $124,853.
Nice. And I'll tell you what, my assistant went online to WGN Radio and clicked on the kettle because all the phone lines were busy and donated the 10 Gs.
That's cool. 844-361-8400.
Keep calling until 4. Make your donations until midnight tonight, and you qualify for WGN thank you gifts. Thank you, Sarah and Joe, and to all of you, David, Javier, all of the folks at the Army. Keep doing what you're doing, and we're happy to help anytime, anyway.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And maybe most of all, thank you for having some fun with us the last 2.5 hours and making your donations. You are letting the Army do that good. Thank you, WGN listeners.